Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome. If you can find your way in a kind of an unusual circumstances here. But I thought maybe the tabernacle had been put up again out there with its curtains, but it's quite a bit bigger than the original one, I think. So, well, let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to meet and to gather and to pray. And Lord, may we be led by your Spirit as we intercede today and as we are gathered for this prayer time. And so we just thank you for it, and we just ask your blessings upon it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we're working our way on through the Bible on the prayers in the Bible, we come to the first of four prayers called the prison epistle prayers of Apostle Paul. And they are really phenomenal prayers in a sense, and we're going to look at the one in Ephesians 1 today, verses 16 to 23. I think we'll probably spend two or three or four times on this particular one. But Paul has just given the spiritual blessings that we have received in the first few verses of the first chapter of Ephesians, and is saying that Jesus Christ has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And so then he goes into this prayer, which is just such an awesome prayer, and all of these prison epistle prayers and these four epistles that we'll be looking at, in all of his prayers, he never requested one single material thing for any of them. It's all spiritual, all spiritual. Also, it's not for gifts that we don't have. Every believer has these gifts, but these prayers are that we would know basically how to really receive and really understand the gifts that we've already been given. And so the kind of the summary of this prayer in chapter 1 is that they might know God, and then in verse 18 that we might know God's calling, and in verse 18 also that we might know God's riches, and in verses 19 to 23 that we might know his power. And so we're going to be looking just as the introduction today before we get into these actual petitions of the prayers just a little bit. So I think we could entitle this the prayer for enlightenment, enlightenment. And the enlightenment comes from what? Comes from the Holy Spirit, right? And so if we look at a little bit in the Bible, which Paul would have known, certainly the Old Testament he would have had, and if we look back at Isaiah 11, we have some of the aspects of the Spirit there that he is praying for here in today. And Isaiah 11:2, we read, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him," upon Jesus Christ. And then it goes on and further amplifies that. It says, "The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." As we go through some of these scriptures, don't be too concerned if you don't remember exactly where they are and all. I've got them on some notes here, but I'd rather not give the notes to you until it's over. Otherwise, we all look at the notes and we don't listen to what the scripture is saying possibly as easily. So here we see the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and that's one of the things Paul is going to be praying, that we would have the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and the spiritual understanding. And then the spirit of counsel and might and the spirit, and we're going to be praying about that, that to know God's power, to know God's riches in this prayer. And then as we look at John 14, as Jesus promised the disciples in verses 25, 26, you don't have to turn there if you want, don't want, it's a couple of verses. "These things I've spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." So Jesus is telling the disciples there that I'm going to be with the Father, and I'm going to send another helper, an equivalent helper, the Holy Spirit. And the Father will send him to you in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So we have, as believers, We're filled with the Holy Spirit, aren't we? 24/7. He never leaves us. He will never leave us as a believer. And He is going to teach us all things. So do you recognize and really grasp the fact that you've got God Almighty in you, teaching you, available for you? All you have to do is ask, and you have the Holy Spirit residing in you to teach in you. Come in. And then in John 16, verses 12 to 14, we were told by Jesus again. John 16, 12, we read, Jesus said to the disciples, "I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth." Now there is another promise by our Lord Jesus Christ, that when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. So when Paul is going to be praying now that we would know the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, these are the things that Paul is praying for those who have come to the Lord, converts, if you will. "He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take care." I'm sorry. "He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you." So that's the enlightenment coming from the Spirit. And then Paul also tells us in writing the first letter to the Corinthians that the natural man cannot understand the things of God. He needs the Spirit to enlighten him. And in verses 9 to 16 of chapter 2, a section that I know you know, but it's a powerful section. "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit." Isn't that awesome? "Eye is not seen, ear is not heard, nor is entered into the heart of man. But," what? "God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God." Why? "That we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." So we need to remember to rely on the Holy Spirit, don't we? Because He is going to give us freely the things given to us by God. He's going to teach us those things. Verse 13, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." So I'll pass these notes out when we're done here today, and we have these scriptures given here for you if you want to look at them again. So the Holy Spirit is revealing to us the truth primarily through the Word of God, and then He gives us the wisdom to understand and to apply it. He gives us the power, He gives us the enablement to practice the truth. And we will see more of that in the third chapter of Ephesians, in that prayer there, verses 14 to 21. So, we have the enlightenment coming from the Holy Spirit, and it comes to our hearts primarily through the Word of God, right? So as we get into this prayer in the next few times, we'll just break it down a little bit to try to grasp it, because it's so great if we go through it all at once. It's just like one overwhelming thing after another, and they just kind of meld, at least in my mind, they just kind of meld together. It's kind of hard to separate them. So next time we'll look at that we might know God, and possibly we might know God's calling, because that is something that I know all of us are interested in. So here we are this morning. We have the Spirit leading us. We have the Spirit, one Spirit, so we can pray in one accord, and we'll see how it goes this morning. We may pray just in one group. We may break up into maybe three groups a little later on. because we can pray three times as many prayers in three groups as we can in one group. So as we start out this morning, let's keep the prayers general in nature, intercessory in nature, of praying for the church, of praying for the nation, of praying for the little larger things, and then as we have time and breaking into small groups, we get into some personal petitions. But let's pray for the church, the missionaries, and the things, the men's conference and so forth coming up. So let's just ask the Spirit to come upon us.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of